Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
It is finally here, DJ Calamity's debut gig at the Overland Corner Hotel.
But not to diminish the importance of yesterday when you took Whitey and myself and our receptionist Jess aside and did a rehearsal, did a showing in front of us of what you think the gig might look like.
Yeah, and look, they didn't really get much out of it. If you do attend, and it all kicks off from 12 o'clock, you do go in the running to win a lunch for two at the Overland Corner Hotel. These guys just kind of came out of the goodness of their heart, really.
I want to say this quickly, Brooke. Just as you were getting ready to start, I got a text message from my dad to say my cousin was going into labour.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we all, was also witnessing myself the birth of a great new DJ talent.
Wow, what a beautiful moment of synergy right
it
there.
It really was.
Now, what we did is everybody received a piece of paper and a pen, you included, Bob. I just want everyone to sit through it, take some notes along the way, and then we kind of recapped at the end. So it was Whitey, yourself, and Jess, our receptionist. We'll start with Jess's thoughts.
Yeah.
They were simple but effective. This is what she had to say.
So I'll start with the positive. So it was a good selection of songs. However, you are unable to focus and dance at the same time, which leads me to the next point. It's a lot of button pushing, but I'm not convinced you're actually doing anything. And finally, you failed to push it to the classic salt and pepper hit.
Yeah, there was maybe a bit of talk that your moments where you did start to play Salt and Pepper's Push It, as voted by the Riverland, maybe that could have been a bit of high energy. But I want to say what I agree with Jess, and I noticed the same thing. You, for at least the first half of the set, were mouthing along to every word of every song.
Mm.
And I noticed when you weren't doing that, the transitions were a lot smoother.
Yeah.
When you weren't dancing, when you weren't grooving. I would love to see a bit of both, of course.
Yeah, it's a fine line that I just haven't found yet. What I do like, and I do take it as a compliment, Jess did say that there's a lot of button pushing, but she doesn't think I'm doing anything. Mm. I actually am. Like, when I'm pressing buttons, things are happening. So it's actually a compliment.
Again, but they're not happening as well when you are grooving and dancing and singing along. But I will agree with Jess also. Great song selection. Okay. I was very impressed.
I tried to encompass a bit of everything. Look, the person really to impress was Whitey. He's a DJ himself. Can I just say as well, he is kind of the one that's teaching me. And he did give us the basics. I don't think I've actually had that many sessions with him.
I would have said, when was the last time you actually had him over your shoulder showing you stuff?
It's been weeks. He's been too busy. He just kind of went, here's how you do it, and left me to it.
And I really admire that about how far you've come.
Yeah, you've got to hand it to me in that sense. He was someone that was hard to impress. This is his thoughts. I had to do a bit of editing here because
there's a lot.
A lot.
Calamity. Can I call you Calamity? Because that's what that was. An absolute calamity. Also, I like to comment about the poor dance moves once again. That's definitely highlighted. Now, let's talk technical. Transition one. There was a clean drop. It was fantastic. But you dropped it a little bit too early. We had a crash of vocals there, which we don't really want.
He gets really in-depth here, so I'm just going to speed it up.
And transition 11 was straight out of sync. All in all, though, not bad. You're going to smash it.
I find it conflicting. I really do that one. It's like he went through every single one and said it's a calamity, it's awful, blah, blah, blah. You're going to smash it.
What is the one thing or two things for you to practice?
I guess, like, just I know the first half of the set really well. It's the last half that's the problem. So I need to get into the groove of when I'm supposed to be transitioning between songs so that I can also dance at the same time, you know, like, so I don't have to focus
time
so hard. So that's probably my biggest thing.
Look, really exciting stuff, but I'd say it's a success. And just one more run through, you'll be set and putting on a great show at the Overland Corner Hotel.
Yeah, I hope so. Come down. There will be other and actual proper musicians. I'm 15 minutes out of the entire day. So come down and grab a bite to eat, and it'll be a fun time.